Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a historic visit by both Nevada United States Senators Reed and Heller on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the United States Senate with Majority Leader Harry Reid and U.S. Senator Dean Heller is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, and NV Energy.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and in all in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. But instead of just keeping up, NV Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a first today, and we are delighted to welcome both the United States Senators from Nevada, the Democratic Majority Leader of the United States Senate, Harry Reid, and United States Senator Dean Heller. Pleasure to have you both on this program, and for us, it
Thanks
is a historic
us,
moment.
Yeah. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, you're very welcome. Let's turn our attention to Michael Brown and the case in Missouri. The private autopsy shows that Michael Brown was struck at least six times, including twice in the head. The Justice Department is going to conduct its own autopsy. The shooting has come under massive criticism, obviously in protest, in part due to the military-style operational gear of the police. For years now, the police have been receiving this kind of military gear surplus. What are your thoughts, A, on the whole situation, and B, on the military side of this?
My feeling is this. First of all, I will not add a thing to the problems of Missouri and the town of Ferguson, so I'm better off just staying out of it. We have the local police, who've been criticized. We've had now the highway patrol, they've been criticized, and now the governor's called in the National Guard. I don't think this is time for somebody from Nevada to tell them how to run their business. The issue is this, whether we should allow surplus equipment that the military has to go to police departments. I say yes. We have our police departments all over the country, including those in Nevada, who are desperate for more resources. And the mere fact that you have the equipment doesn't mean that you need to use it.
Senator Heller?
Well, my view is we need to take a look at this. I tend to agree with Rand Paul and some of the comments that he's made recently. The very issue that you're talking about, and that is over-militarizing our police forces and the use of that equipment. I agree with Senator Reid, and that is that I'm not in a position to make any immediate comments on the situation, especially as volatile as it is right now. But I think we in the Senate ought to take a look at that and look at some of the decisions we've made in the past, and determine whether or not they're good for the citizenry.
Sam, and it's not a question of the equipment, it's what they do with it. And it's obvious that there needs to be more oversight. Once the equipment is given to somebody, they have to have training procedures to allow them to use it properly.
And on the other side of the coin, you have situations like the Boston bombing, 9/11, that say to certain cities on the East Coast, perhaps there is a need for this. You're nodding for the folks on the radio. Senator Reid is nodding in agreement. Let me turn to you, Senator Heller. And the recent incident at the VA hospital with the stabbing of a person who was in the hospital, who had been put in the room with somebody who was obviously unstable.
Right.
And this has been a major story on News 4. And the reporter, Elias Johnson, wanted me to ask you both. My big question to both senators is, do you feel you were not informed this type of incident occurred? And after the findings, would you like to see an independent investigation done as to avoid a situation where the VA police are investigating the VA hospital when civil liability issues are present? We've been informed that it's not the hospital's position to release patient information or incidents due to the HIPAA law, but if this happened at Renown or St. Mary's, you know the public would have been notified.
Absolutely. I don't know how far back. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks before the public was actually notified. And due to some good investigation by some good journalists, we found out this particular information. The public has a right to know this. I do believe that. They have a right to know. And I would continue to push for public knowledge and for incidences like this to be made public.
Were you shocked at the story?
It's tragic. And the fact that this individual had to come forward to express his feelings and his concerns, I don't think he'll ever be the same. So it certainly is a tragic event.
Senator Reid?
Secretary McDonald is a good man. He is a person who was graduated from West Point Military Academy. He served in the military. He's been a tremendously successful businessman. Procter & Gamble, he ran that huge company. I met with him before he was selected, and I thought he was good for the job. He's not a Democrat. He's not a partisan man. He's been to Las Vegas. He's coming to Reno today. I think that's important. And he has so many problems. This is one of thousands that he has. And I'm confident this situation will not be such an unusual thing. Some man now, obviously, when he's defecating on the floor, urinating on the floor, they should have done something long before he started stabbing some poor guy in the neck and head. So I don't see how there's any way you can just say this is okay. It's not okay. It's terrible. And common sense dictates something should have been done a lot earlier.
More with our senators when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
When kids are hungry, they're not thinking about math. They're thinking about food. That's why school breakfast and lunch programs like this one, funded by Barrick Gold, are so important. We have several students that they don't eat at home. They don't have food. These are the only meals that they'll eat today. But at least while they're here at school, they don't have to worry about being hungry. They can concentrate on learning. That makes a big difference. Huge difference.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, Your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversations with Democratic Majority Leader of the United States, Harry Reid, and United States Senator Dean Heller. There were some successes coming out of the Congress before the break.
There was.
And one of them was $16 billion to clean up after the scandal at the Department of Veterans Affairs. What would this mean in real terms?
Well, we have 300,000 veterans here in the state of Nevada, and I'm real pleased that Republicans and Democrats were able to come together. And the push by the majority leader to make a piece of legislation like this happen, you wouldn't see it without Republicans and Democrats coming together. So I was real pleased. I think it bodes well for the veterans here in the state of Nevada to get their benefits. They get the health care that they deserve and earn. We can get rid of incompetency a little bit quicker. We're hiring more doctors and nurses for the VA hospital. All that bodes very, very well for the individuals that have sacrificed so much for this country.
What do you think, Senator Reid, about when the VA is not able to respond quickly, or if it's a great distance from the veterans to use private health care in place of the VA?
Well, that was a McCain program, and that's now the law of this country. And I think it's appropriate. There's nothing we can do on a short-term basis to take care of all the veterans. What we've done, he has said, okay, if you're X miles away from a VA center, you go to your private doctor. And that's not going to last forever, but it's going to be something we're going to continue for the foreseeable future. We have about 1.5 million new veterans have come back from from Afghanistan and from Iraq, and it's overwhelmed the system. And there's a lot of blame to go around. I certainly was a big fan of Shinseki, but he couldn't overcome the bureaucrats. They overwhelmed him. And I think that now we have a kind of a lay of the land. We have a new VA director. And I think we're going to be much better to our veterans than we have in the past.
And this is a 50-year problem. This is not something that we're going to be dealing with the next decade. It's literally 50 years of a lifetime of these vets.
And these two wars are more hurt physically and mentally. Their care is not going to be over with quickly. You know, we have numerous people lost limbs. I say plural. Lots of them who have lost a limb. And then all the emotional trauma with the post-traumatic stress syndrome is going to be with us for a long time.
Sam, one of the issues, though, if I can add to it, is the backlog that we have here in the state of Nevada. One of the issues that I've been working closely with, and the fact that it takes so long, you know, over 300 days, somewhere near 335 days for applications to get through this regional office here in Reno, which is the worst in the country. So I've been pushing hard. The chairman of the Veterans Committee has said that there will be a hearing on this particular piece of legislation. It's very bipartisan. Very bipartisan piece of legislation that we're working hard to get through. So it's a two-pronged approach. One is the benefits and the progress that we made during the closing weeks of this last session as we were moving forward. But the second thing is we've got to get this regional office up and running and to serve these veterans the way they should be.
Sam, I want to say something
sure.
Before the time's gone.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Okay. Dean and I are here together. We've been friends for a long time. This is not an unusual thing for us to try to work together to do things. Dean Heller, when he was Secretary of State at the State of Nevada, did something that was very heroic. He did the right thing. He was getting tremendous pressure during that close election, and Ensign and I had. He did the right thing. I've always remembered that. But we work together on lots of stuff.
We do.
We disagree on a lot of things. Just like I disagreed with John Ensign, Paul Axel and I disagreed. But using those two men, we got along remarkably well. So I want all the viewers here to think this is some anomaly. This is the first time we've worked together on things. We can give you a list of things today if you're interested in it.
Of course.
The things that we've worked together on, we'll continue to work together on. But, you know, we did one of these shows before, and we never got around to the fact that it's not anything unusual for us to work together.
So why do you think, is it a case of that nobody reports on all the planes that land safely, that this story doesn't get out, that there is actually bipartisanship, at least in Nevada?
Dean and I work closely together.
We do.
No one would dispute the fact that we've had some tremendously partisan issues during the last three Congresses since Obama's been president. They've been very difficult. The first Congress, we had 60 senators, 59 senators, 58 Democratic senators. So we were able to push a number of things through. Last two Congresses, when we have not had a majority in the House, we haven't been able to get much done. That's a fact. But that does not prevent us from getting some things done. But that doesn't get much notice. The thing that people like you want to report on is all the differences we have.
Now, that is not a fair statement, Senator Reid, and you know that, but that's fine. Can I throw one in there? I mean, it's only within the last couple of years that you said at one point that you missed Senator Ensign when referring to Senator Hella, so...
Well, but there's nothing wrong with that.
But that was just a joke, right?
No, it wasn't a joke. John Ensign called me. We were moving from Searchlight. We had a nice visit. I miss John Ensign. He had some issues that... are there. He's no longer in the Senate. But I miss John Ensign. That doesn't mean I don't get along with Dean Heller.
Okay, I just thought I would throw that in.
And if I can reinforce, both Senator Reid and I feel we have an obligation to the people here in the state of Nevada, to whomever they elect to the United States Senate, our obligation is to work together. And we believe that's a trust. That's an important portion of what we do. We meet at least on a monthly basis, if not more often, and frankly, I'm grateful to his staff for the hard work that they do working with my staff. We can get good things done for the state of Nevada if Senator Reid and I work together. We do have our differences.
I'm sorry, Dave. And, you know, example is the tool of experience and the wisdom that I saw with Paul Laxalt. I was the only member that delegation was a Democrat. Paul Laxalt reached out to me. I was at every meeting that he called. He set a good example for me, and I've tried to do that since he's been gone.
Okay, will you be campaigning for each other during your next election? Okay, I'm just kidding. Let's take a break. More with our senators, and we'll get back to issues.
But we won't be campaigning against each other, okay?
All right, so you now have an agreement between the two.
No, there's no agreement. That's just a fact of life.
You agree?
I don't even campaign against Mitch McConnell.
Okay, and you agree?
I will be campaigning for people, not against people.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll get back to issues right after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day. To make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
I first came to Greenhouse Garden Center 40 years ago. Some of these trees weren't much more than twigs then. Growing things is something that never grows old. And you can tell at a glance that these are people who love to grow, who are still enchanted by rich soil and the magic of gardening. This may be one of the most wondrous places around, and they grow many things, but mostly, I think they grow relationships.
Greenhouse Garden Center and Gift Shop in Carson City. Growing things is in our nature.
Hi, I'm Brian Samudio with News 4.
And I'm Eric Laxton from Mercedes-Benz of Reno.
The 51st annual Reno Air Races are coming September 10th through the 14th, presented by Breitling.
Locally owned and operated Mercedes-Benz of Reno is once again proud to sponsor News 4's coverage of this year's Air Races.
5 days of racing action, including the wildly popular Patriots Jet Team.
Catch the excitement at the Air Races and stop by Mercedes-Benz of Reno for our best opportunities of the year. Race on.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our historic conversation with both the Democratic Majority Leader of the United States, Senator Harry Reid, and United States Senator Dean Heller. Let's talk about the highway bill. You got it extended through May of next year, but governments and businesses really need to have a longer time so that they can make their plans. What are the chances of us getting, you know, a real bill through that is long-lasting?
Sam, what you just said is a gross understatement. When I first came to Congress... I learned of two things that are the economic drivers of our economy. Home building and highways, which highways includes bridges, dams, and all that kind of stuff. And since 2009, we've extended the highway bill 11 times, sometimes for a month or two. If you're a contractor and you're a Department of Transportation entity in a state, you can't plan for a month or a few weeks. We've done it now. We've extended for 10 months. That's not the way to do business. And what is the problem? We've run out of money. The Highway Trust Fund, with the money used to flow into that, gave us a lot of money to do a lot of things. It doesn't do that anymore. We have a $3 trillion deficit with our infrastructure. Highways, we have 25% of our roads, if you gave them a grade, they would get an F. We have 70,000 bridges, 70,000 bridges that are deficient. We have bridges in America today where they won't take a school bus across the bridge if there are kids in it. So we've got to do it on a long-term basis, have to figure out a way to fund it, because if we're not doing a good job with funding our infrastructure, it's hurting our economy.
Why do you think we can't get this done when this would actually benefit both Republicans and Democrats in their own districts?
You know, I'm a strong believer that commerce is a critical portion of what we do back in Washington, D.C., with everything that Harry said about building bridges, building roads, trains, airplanes, so that we can get products from one end of this country to the other, or for that matter, around the world. I think that's critically important in order to create jobs. And this highway bill was extended, I believe, till May. There are a lot of us that are in agreement, both Republicans and Democrats. This needs to be 5 to 6 year program. I met with AGC last week, as you're probably well aware of, and had that very discussion with them and what it's going to take. It's going to take real leadership in order to get that done. I'd like to see more involvement from the White House, others, but we're going to be in the same boat having this same discussion in March and April of next year. And what are we going to do? Are we going to look for a real solution to this, or are we just going to be, will it be another Band-Aid for another 6 months?
It's going to take money. It's not going to be done on imagination.
Senator Reid, high-speed rail, where are we? It looks like California may be going alone on this and not looking for federal money.
I had a conversation with Governor Brown just in the last couple of days. We had a very nice visit. We now have the go-ahead to go from Las Vegas to Palmdale. That was the problem. Why stopping at Victorville? Now the environmental impact statement is done. Now it will go directly to Palmdale, which Governor Brown loves, because he can sell his train now of being able to go to Nevada. So we've worked hard on this. I've had many, many meetings with the new head of the Department of Transportation, the former head of Department of Transportation, wonderful man, Ray LaHood, former Republican congressman from Illinois. He was terrific. I wish he'd stayed. He would like to, but he couldn't draw his retirement and also be Secretary of Transportation. I've talked to the president personally. You know, we had a $5 billion loan guarantee that was approved, but we had a problem with they had a Buy America provision, and they don't build trains in America. So now we're back. So it's not over with. And as I said, I talked to Governor Brown. I talked to him lots of times on this. I think he's coming to the summit. I'll see him at the summit today.
Oh, okay, but do you think you can get past that Buy American provision to get this done, or will it be privately funded?
Because you can't do the impossible. They don't make trains in America. They don't do it nowhere. Every place we can assemble the stuff here, we're working on that. We also have a person who's coming in, and Tony Marnell, who's invested about $60 million of his own money, is willing tentatively to step out of the deal, and we'll see if he wants to do that. I'm going to be as supportive as I can of Tony Marnell.
Why would he want to step out?
Well, he's no kid anymore. He's been working on this for 10 years.
Right, but I mean, but why would you want him to? Do you want him to step out?
I don't want him to step out. I'm saying he's willing to do that, and we have somebody who's willing to come in and purchase his interest, we think.
Okay, all right. So it's not a big change in terms of the financing. It's just a change in the personnel. But will his family still be involved?
You'd have to ask him when that, when do that kind of stuff. I don't know.
I've got about 10 seconds left.
Yeah. No. Senator Reid and I have been positive on this project. And you know, the key is to get as many bodies as we can into Clark County. I think this train system will go a long ways in supporting the economy in the southern end of the state.
Okay, and you...
Sam, 70,000 jobs that we create, construction jobs.
That would be awesome. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be our next program, and we'll talk more with our senators.
My parents always use Marshall Realty because he's the best.
Marshall Realty would love to apply for the job of selling your home. And I personally guarantee you total satisfaction or you pay me nothing. Call me today for more details.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
When it comes to affordable, quality education, nothing beats good advice. Like finding out about American Public University, where you can earn your degree for 20% less than the average rate at state universities. And choose from more than 90 online degrees from a university respected by employers. See for yourself today by visiting readyforapu.com. Now that's good advice. American Public University. Respected. Affordable.
Of selling your home, Marshall Realty would love to apply for the job of selling your home. And I personally guarantee you total satisfaction or you pay me nothing. Call me today for more details. MarshallSellMyHome.com.
On our next broadcast, we continue our historic interview with both Nevada senators together, Heller and Reid, right here on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you then.